Radio 98.5. Beep, beep. Get out of the way. There's a great new song out. Tomorrow there's a great new song out. And it's called Beep, Beep. And it's by the amazing Revolver, who are just... no words to describe. They're just amazing. Anyway, I'm delighted to have on the line with me right now from the band Phoebe. Hello.
Hello, Liam. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good. It's pretty cold up in Poneke. I'm not going to lie. I'm tucked up in bed with a coffee.
Must be nice.
It's pretty lovely before release day. It's good.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do you have like any release day like routines or things you do?
Oh, nah. Usually it's like a get up early and have chats on the phones and scream at my phone while I'm trying to upload things on social media, which I'm not very good at. But we're actually filming another music video this weekend, so I'm going to have to be away from my phone organising that one for the next song.
God, there's just no rest, is there?
No, just the wheel keeps turning, but I'm excited, you know, just kind of riding it while the momentum is high.
Oi, totally. I couldn't agree more. Hey, congratulations. This new song coming out tomorrow is fantastic. It's so much fun. It's a brilliant time. It is, of course, called Beep Beep. Tell me, how did this song come about?
Well, it's just one of those funny ones where it kind of just fell out really, really quickly after, like, experiencing someone else's road rage on the road, and I was just like, what is the problem? It was raining, I'd just come back from the gym, there were no parks, and I was just like, why do we do that? Why do we feel like we're invisible and invincible when we're in the car?
It's weird, man. It's weird, isn't it?
It's real weird. It's just like, you have to use it as your excuse to just let it all out.
Yeah.
I tried to write about it. I didn't want to write, like, you know, pro road rage. Obviously, not all good. But we all sometimes do it. And we all have this need to let our emotions out in a space where we feel like we're invincible.
Yeah, why is it the road? Like, it's just weird how the human brain has picked, like, the car as one place you release all your anger. But I also find road rage is quite infectious. Like, car to car, it can catch on.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone honks their horn and then you want to do the same thing right back, eh?
And you live in... I don't really consider Poneke that car friendly.
No. It's awful to drive. You just have to, like... come to terms with the fact that your number plate is always going to be dented.
Oh, God, really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just like a given here.
What's public transport like in Wellington?
I have been, unfortunately, a car user for a long time, lugging around big instruments, but I've recently become a bus user on my way to various teaching gigs.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
Yeah, pretty smooth.
Oh, okay. Oh, lucky you.
Midland Cap is actually, like, really solid.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's great. But you touched on something fairly important there, is certain people need a car, and musicians are one of them. You do lug around an awful lot of stuff.
Yeah, constantly. I'm some weeks I'm really reconsidering the career move.
And are you, like, because there's quite a lot of you, in Revolver, are you ever carrying around other people's stuff as well?
Oh, yeah, constantly. Drummers, they love a hand.
yeah, they'll take any help they can get.
Yeah, we're actually in the middle of planning a tour, and we're trying to work out how to do it as cheap as possible, so we're going to try to take just two cars with one car with the gear and one car with the eight of us. So I'm really excited to see how that looks. And the car sickness and road rage that might ensue.
Yeah, yeah. Holy moly. Because I was going to ask about that during a tour. Do you not maybe... great, you're trying to do it cheap. Do you maybe not want to spend a little bit more just to make it slightly more comfortable?
Yeah, maybe one day. we're currently paying back a lot of debt. If any kind people want to buy some merch online at our Bandcamp, that would be amazing.
Yes,
the album over the line, but otherwise, yeah, it's gonna be too hard.
No, I love that. Yeah, to our audience, please help them out. Buy some merch off them. Are we still early stages on planning a tour?
As of yesterday, it was all locked in, and I can confirm that we will be coming to visit you in Christchurch.
Good. Yeah. If you were skipping us, oh, my God, yeah, there'd be hell to pay. That is very, very exciting. Are we allowed to know when?
Oh.
No, okay. We're pushing our luck there.
I'll keep that tucked away
for now. Yeah, right. We're pushing our luck there. Tell me about, because of course Beep Beep is part of an album coming out later this year. Is Beep Beep a fairly good taster of what's to come?
Again, I think yes and no. It is a very self-titled album, in that it's a collection of songs, all our work to date that hasn't been released, and it all sounds like the same album, but I think they all have a personality of their own that the band and Lee Preble from The Surgery were able to kind of form into this cohesive body of work. So there are flavours that appear throughout the work, but it's also, I think, quite unique.
Oh, that's... got to be very, very exciting to hear. And of course, with so many of you and all your different kind of experiences and skills and stuff, do you feel like there's quite a few avenues you could kind of go down sound wise?
Yeah, there are. But I think because everyone's avenues and experiences are so different, we have these inclinations that we bring together that could only...
Right. Interesting. I'm so excited to hear this album and this tour that's also coming. That hopefully we can expand to three cars. I think two is maybe pushing it, if I'm being...
There might be some stealing the car.
Yeah, yeah. So to our audience out there, go not only listen to Beep Beep when it's out tomorrow, but go buy some merch. How good are you with parallel parking?
Oh, I'm actually so good at parallel parking, up a hill and around a corner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh. I think I... My partner's in bed and he's laughing at me, but I'm really good.
Hey. If you feel like you're good, I think you're good, you know. Parallel parking's one of those things that it becomes fairly obvious fairly quickly if you suck at it.
Yeah, I reckon.
What do you drive car-wise?
Oh, God.
You have no idea, do you?
No, I do. It's just a piece of junk that keeps breaking down at the most possible moment. I drive a Citroen Picasso, and I've never seen another one on the road. It's like a huge, soccer mommy car.
I've never heard of that.
If you look it up, you're just going to laugh. You've probably never seen one.
A Citroen Picasso? Oh, my God. That's a real, are you a soccer mom?
As of this year, I am, yeah.
Odd that it's called a Picasso.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's a French car.
But, like, it's not, like, I would get if it was missing, like, one of its wing mirrors or something. Call it. Wait, no, that's Van Gogh, isn't it? That's the wrong artist.
That's funny.
I got to learn my art, apparently. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Phoebe. It's always a pleasure to chat, but I really must play your song now because I have been so looking forward to playing. Oh, yeah, I guess I am allowed to, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Great, great, good. That's all I needed to know. Phoebe, thank you so much for joining me. You have to come back on the show anytime you release anything, basically. Please
thank
do.
Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Thanks so much, Liam.
And that is the lovely Phoebe from Revolver, out with a brand new song tomorrow. But we're having a little sneak peek today. It's called Beep Beep. And it's appealing to the road rager in all of us. I love that. Please do enjoy. It's such a fun song.
When you're protected by some metal, got a foot on the pedal, say goodbye to hospitality, hello to hostility. Got